And now to the U.S.-Mexico border. A right-wing militia group has been detaining migrants at gunpoint in New Mexico and then delivering them to U.S. Border Patrol agents. Hector Balderas, the New Mexico State Attorney General, says the group, which is called the United Constitutional Patriots, has detained hundreds of people near Sunland Park, New Mexico. The group uploaded videos of these detentions in recent days, unleashing widespread condemnation. The ACLU said the group was a, quote, armed fascist militia organization, and that it was kidnapping asylum seekers. Over the weekend, the FBI arrested the leader of the group on a firearms charge. Jared Holt is a researcher and reporter for Right Wing Watch, a reporting project of People for the American Way, which is a liberal advocacy group. Jared, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
Tell us a little bit about exactly what this group has been doing in New Mexico.
Well, late last year, amid the president's sort of increasing rhetoric about migrant caravans headed toward the U.S.-Mexico border, some militia groups, including United Constitutional Patriots, took it upon themselves to deploy themselves and station themselves at the southern border, where they are, you know, purportedly, from their view, helping the Border Protection Services.
Well, let's be clear. What makes somebody a militia? I mean, are these folks who are armed Americans who have taken it upon themselves to sort of protect our border? How do we define these groups?
A militia is a organized faction of armed, essentially vigilante justice seekers. These are groups made up of typically ex-cops, veterans, and the likes of that, and they take it upon themselves to enforce what they believe to be a shortage by typical U.S. law enforcement.
Let's talk a little bit about the history of these groups. Have we seen an increase in activity by groups like this?
We have. The militia movement is about 25 years old and kind of had an identity crisis a couple years ago with the election of President Trump. For the first time in history, they had a president that they actually liked. So a lot of these groups have sort of taken it upon themselves to try to assist this administration in its concerns. So as the Trump administration and GOP leaders in general ramp up the rhetoric about the U.S.-Mexico southern border, these groups are taking signals from them. So even though these groups don't have that, you know, direct link, they are sort of, you know, tangentially connected and working on behalf of the broader agenda of this administration. When people talk about migrant caravans coming in and compare it to an invasion, it's not just talk. It often solicits a reaction from what ends up being quite dangerous folks.
Is there any indication that these groups are working with Border Patrol agents or any other U.S. authorities?
Members of these groups claim that they are working with Border Patrol, but Border Patrol denies that they work with these groups. Agents for Border Patrol are not supposed to interact with these groups, but we've seen countless videos and a lot of evidence to suggest that that's not always the case.
As I mentioned at the top, the leader of this group has been arrested on a firearms charge. Why a firearms charge? Isn't it illegal to detain people if you aren't a law enforcement official?
I think that's a good question, and maybe it's better aimed at law enforcement rather than something I can explain. We see this happen a lot. For example, you know, not to conflate the two, but we see this a lot in the white nationalist movement. So a lot of white nationalist gangs or white nationalist individuals planning acts of murder are often slammed on firearms or drugs charges, and not necessarily what, you know, what the actual fear is.
Can you describe a little bit of the video that was circulating over the weekend? Because I think for some of our listeners who may not have seen it, so they understand a little bit about what these groups do, how they operate.
Yeah, so the video that was uploaded was on April 16th. It was live streamed to Facebook. What we see in the video is members of the United Constitutional Patriots militia essentially giving orders and rounding up a group of migrants that had traveled across the southern border and into New Mexico seeking asylum. In this group, we see families, lots of children, and towards the end of the video, they are turning over this group of migrants to Border Patrol, who takes them.
What would groups monitoring the situation like to see happen next?
I think, you know, what we would like to see from our angle is a full condemnation of this activity and for Border Patrol to stop interacting with these groups and be more aggressive in denouncing these groups and enforcing the law against these groups.
Is there the potential for any action, federal action, local action on preventing these groups from essentially running roughshod?
I mean, it's kind of a tricky territory given the way the laws are written right now, but there certainly
are these groups legal, Jared?
They are acting outside of the law more often than not.
When you say they're acting outside of the law, does it mean what part of it is acting outside of the law?
It is not legal for citizens to forcibly detain people in the United States. That is not permitted by the law and often is considered kidnapping.
And I'm wondering if we'll see any additional blowback to this after the FBI arrest. Do we know?
We don't know, but sometimes these cases where, you know, for example, the leader of this militia was arrested on firearms charges. Sometimes that can open up the scope for these groups to face more federal scrutiny from prosecutors as they run through discovery and go through the various aspects of this militia that he is leading. So we may see more stuff in the future, but for now, it's a big question mark.
Jared Holt is a researcher and reporter for Right Wing Watch. Jared, thanks so much.
It's a pleasure.
And later this hour, we'll return to immigration in the U.S. with a look at the Trump administration's changes to the asylum process.